Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. We're celebrating the 8th anniversary of the membership of Doug Barry on our Brain Trust. 8 years ago this week, Doug joined us for the first time, and he's been regaling us with his vast storehouse of knowledge and expertise and resources that he brings to our relationship on how to grow your business outside of the four walls of the continental United States. He is the as I've said before, he's the marketing and communications director at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. Doug Barry, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thanks, Jim. Same to you. I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but of course there aren't any more records anymore, so it would have to be a broken something else.
A broken DVD or something, CD.
Exactly.
No, you never do that. You always have good stuff for us. Doug, we were talking about, by the way, export.gov, right?
That's the website.
Go there and check it out, folks. You can learn all. At export.gov, can they find the list of the offices, the commercial services offices around the country?
Yes, they can, and there are 108 of them.
Wow, 108, folks. That means there's one not very far from you, driving distance for sure. Unless you're in Barrow, Alaska, you might have to take a plane or something else. But these offices are very helpful, educational. Almost everything that they do for you is free, and whatever they charge you for is just nominal to cover expenses, right?
That's correct, and they're very nice people.
And they'll also prospect.
Easy to talk to. Just
they'll also prospect for you in these countries, too, won't they?
Yes, they will. And, you know, one of the things that we were going to chat about, maybe we can start now,
yes,
is trade shows, domestic trade shows, and how to sell internationally by going to a domestic trade show.
Hmm. Talk to us about that.
And, you know, well, we've over the years talked a lot about different ways that U.S. companies can sell internationally. Some of them very simple, like having a good website that actually welcomes the international buyers, and that more and more companies are getting orders through their websites from buyers outside the country. And there's an approach to doing it, which is pretty simple, and we've covered in earlier sessions.
Right.
Now, the trade show is a little more of the challenging of assumptions, and that is that, you know, it's too expensive, or I don't know how to do it, or. But the fact is that many U.S. companies and many of your listeners today probably do go to trade shows and count trade shows as one of their major ways for generating new business.
It's a key business strategy for most people who've learned to incorporate it. Folks, you've got to get outside of your neighborhood. You've got to get outside the four walls of your building. You've got to get outside of your own head. You've got to start reporting from other parts of the world. You've got to go talk to people, meet people who live somewhere else. If it's just in the next state over, you've got to talk, get new ideas. You got to see what's happening. You got to look around the bend and see what's coming at you from the future. And you find these things, people and these ideas and opportunities in these trade shows, don't you?
That's right. And we're involved in trade shows all over the world, not only ones in the United States, but ones abroad as well. And here's an opportunity to meet the friendly, we're from the federal government and we're here to help you.
Right.
People from those 108 offices and export assistance centers that I mentioned. And they often go to these shows, and the shows are sort of specially selected, and they're done competitively. So every show organizer gets a chance to, have the U.S. government mandate and involvement in this.
Right.
And in the year coming up, we have 38 different ones.
So these are 38 trade shows that your group sponsors?
We don't sponsor them.
You attend them?
We provide services.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
And so you guys are going to attend 38. How can we find that list?
The list is on export.gov.
Okay.
And it's on the homepage.
And would that be a lot of different industries?
A lot of different ones. I was just looking at the list before the broadcast here. and I see a whole bunch of interesting ones. One is a brand new one, and it's for funeral directors. There's a trade show.
Wait, time out. Exporting funeral directing?
That's exactly right. Not so much the directing, but the products involved in the industry.
How about that?
We don't want to start off the day with a bummer.
I mean, no country in the world has been burying their dead less time than everybody else in the world has. They need us to help them with this?
Well, yes, because as more people around the world enter the middle class, they have, you know, of course they have their own traditions about end-of-life rituals and so forth, but surprisingly, the kinds of products and services that the industry has are becoming global rather than culture-specific.
Leave it to America to have the most compelling funeral industry. in America, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure, you know, many of these trade shows are in Las Vegas. I don't think the funeral industry is there.
Ah, okay.
I can't imagine.
Why?
It might be inappropriate.
Well, you know, the thing is there's so much that you can benefit from, folks. And when you talked about it being too expensive. You don't have to exhibit to benefit from these things. Just be an attendee.
Right.
I recommend if you're thinking of a place to exhibit in, maybe the first year just go as an attendee and get the lay of the land.
Absolutely. And see what the competition is like. Look at the booths and the exhibition structures, which are quite simple and affordable. See what they're like. See what the spiels that are being given by the people.
Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up for this segment, but you know what, Doug? We have a little thing that we know around here. When we go to an event like that, something good always happens. That's what we remind ourselves about. It always happens. Tintail, right back with Doug Barry. He's with the Department of Commerce's U.S. Commercial Services Division, export.gov. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.